separate these news stories from the present, because I do understand the government, I want to understand the culture. The only other one I could think of is probably do with them, and my business is more. I don't think this is kind of efficiency, because on the start sheet, I would so forth. I think it is Ron, basically. Ron will see, as I say, we're not concerned about the pollution of press. I'm not concerned about the press, like you said, it'll be bad either way. It's not gonna be very good. What we're really talking about is the country. And what the hell I say, no, it really what I'm gonna say, I'll be better. What the hell do I say? If I just go on, and put the blame on them, that's really what it is. It's a question of who is to blame for the negotiated straight down. Kissinger is asking if I go on national television to put the blame on the North Vietnamese, because they will be putting the blame on us. And also to take the blame off of Saigon. Those are the things. All right. Up to that point, so be it. Then he's asking that I go on for the purpose of saying, what then do we do now? And he says, what we do now is that we shall continue our military action on a stepped-up basis. He suggests that in his own testimony. Yeah, it is.
That's very strong.
I know. The step-up or my point is, there ain't nothing to do. The step-up is a weak reason, because I know what the hell we have to do. There isn't a hell of a lot more we can do without, frankly, taking out civilians. All right, fine. So the main thing there is to do that. I told that in the goddamn message. You should do it, and not talk about it. Tell them we're going to do it, but we aren't successful. Then he next says that we should go on and say that we shall continue our military actions until we get an agreement. What kind of an agreement are we insisting on?
Because they haven't said it. There's a secret agreement. He says, no, well, the agreement. We can't. We tried to get a
political. I know he's up there. An agreement for our prisoners.
So we get our prisoners. Or until we have achieved this single remaining objective.
Right, well, that's right. But that's an agreement. He doesn't need it. That's what I meant by agreement. Until we get an agreement to get our prisoners back and return responsible for military action. See what I mean? That is what we say our goal is. See, each time you have made these speeches or said, either I've announced troop reduction, or I've announced we're going to bomb, or we're going to go into Cambodia, or I've announced we're going to stand for our American and do some of the damn thing, or we're going to bomb a mine. But this time, what in the name of God am I telling the American people to do except bluntly going on? He says, go on with the topics, 10 to 15 minutes. Should his outline to take 30 minutes? Have you ever heard Emmy come in and jump and say, let me take 5 minutes? He loves the phone. We all love the phone. But I think what this involves is really setting the record straight. That's going to help with the North Vietnamese, and it's going to help with the South Vietnamese one bit. The question is, and here's the other thing, whether the people need to have, but this one, whether we need to rally support. Let us assume the worst. Let us assume that the talks are breaking off. Let us assume the North Vietnamese condemn us for the talks breaking off. Let us assume that the McGovernites condemn us for the talks breaking up and laying it on Saigon. Now, are the people then, are they going to need their support rally to continue to do what we're doing? Is that really it? It's the need to rally support. I don't think the need is there that much yet. Yet, Chairman Swain.
You've got a Kissinger's evaluation here, which in his own vote is wrong. But he says, we obviously face a major domestic problem. Start out strongly in order to get on top of it. Now, if that's true, then his case may have some merit. But you've got to question his premise. First of all, do we face a major domestic problem? And I would argue we don't.
Absolutely no evidence.
I don't think we face a domestic problem.
parks breakdown in the north Vietnamese plans, and the McGovern Island, does that create a major government problem?
No.
I don't think it does.
They've been operating this all along, I mean, they're making progress.
And all it did was relevant to that.
The third death, right?
Yes. And the last 2 or 3 weeks, the time before the election and since, they've still been pissing on all this.
I mean, they're being honest, I think this on all the time.
Yeah, we go by that breakthrough. The country goes right on with Gallup, giving the high marks on handling the world. And everybody not really expecting it. I still think people don't really expect it.
I don't think they expect a settlement either. I think they don't expect the order to walk, but I don't think they're counting on an immediate settlement. I think if they think something's up, I'll check it out.
I think they have to get it. Actually, we're pretty well out of it anyway, what we're figuring for now.
Well, it was like struggling in the deep and we get a settlement.
They don't think they're going to keep it. They're going to violate the ceasefire.
That's why they're going to make a lot of that better.
I don't know. I haven't got
about the budget, you conclude by saying, I care very much about my native state, and my message to you tonight is this, look at the great talent available to California Republicans. Put up what it costs to take an intelligent poll, who are the strongest candidates for Senate and Governor. Also, I have some of your members to hire the best talent available. And then I would ask the hosts here to convene this group again in San Clemente at some point in the next 3 months and share the information and data so that you can move together to strengthen the Republican Party in California.
Now, that is young, is mine.
Why?
Not sure. But that is unbelievable.
Well, what he wants you to keep in his head.
Do you have sticker?
Just, that's why I was waiting over here. He said, he's making a pitch, he's trying to get you to say it and put it in. I said, fine. That was
at Blair House, yeah.
I said, that's all covered thoroughly and all this. Well, then he says, well, what he should do then is there would be four tables with 10 each. We'll put an extra chair at each table.
Oh, shit. No.
Table, table. I said, Bobby, just do that. He said, well, you used to like to do that. I said, yeah, you used to be a congressman too. But
could you imagine?
So, Jesus Christ, then he said, well, he said, how about, does he want to say for the presentation of the medals to the honorees? And I said, well, you don't want it for the presentation of the medals to the honorees. It'd be embarrassing for the honorees. You know, they're giving each of us, which is, well, this is also beyond, each of us is being honored. They're giving a $200 gold medallion.
Who's putting this on?
Firestone's, right? And they gave each of the other guests a silver replica of the gold medallion. And the gold medallion says, you know, the Californians in the Nixon cabinet and the Nixon staff.
Well, Bob has got a screw loose then, because I really had that goddamn
the letter. Rational. He also had his folder there, and he had, you know, his little, his, you know, one of his book things together. But what he's pleading with is that you come later to the dinner. So that
I mean, because what he's also saying,
that's what I told him. I think you can call better go to the
Yeah, I do. I'm planning to think that's not why I didn't put off my dinner at 8:30, but I he is out of his goddamn topic of mine. I can't go over there and be involved in a fundraising thing. I can't be involved in 3 months from now deciding who
wrote the But I've said, and this is what the plan always was, I thought, is if I didn't even know this was happening, as you know, it was sort of this.
Are you sure they're not going to write it?
Yeah, they don't even write it. So I finally got into
the Californians are never there on time, either of my recollections.
You can't, shouldn't go to where they're there. What I suggested to Bob is that as soon as they're all there, you should come over. You should do a, let each one of them shake hands with
them. I'll walk around.
I'll walk around.
You won't ever receive
and greet each other. And as you finish greeting them, they should move them into the dining room. He's sort of obsessed with this, and it maybe is a nicer way. And they go in and sit down at their tables, and then you come into the dining room. Don't sit down. There's no chair for you. And you're not in black tie. For God's sake, don't wear black tie.
We're
in the color of the dinner. And then you say, gentlemen, it's you know, glad to meet you. It's kind of a good chance to see you, and I know you're going to have a good evening and all this stuff. And then give a little spiel about the importance of God and these people that are supporting your leaders. And then say, now I've got to go into war in Vietnam or something to leave.
I want you and he and you and he and Chuck to go out and talk about in this next room and then come back and give you a round of judgment.
Okay.
Well, we have plenty of reading things quickly. And then come back. You go in and read the two pieces of paper. Go read those in the next room. You stay here in the last room. I don't need you to stay here.
No, I understand.
Fine. Okay. And then Bob will, as soon as you finish, Bob and I want Bob and Chuck to talk about it.
Yes, sir.
As to what you think about it.
Peterson
out, and that's where we're going to send him, and we'll
make sure
he's
all right.
That's right. internet will be useful. It'll be useful in this case, but here's the, here's the then, really about the way. But you've got to have a graceful way to go out with take this job. Now he's going to go over and study our relations with the common market and with Japan, and possibly with Brazil. You want to come back. So let everybody, we're addressing Bob. What is, what the Christ of God?
Well, he's not completely rational.
What does he mean? What the hell good would it be for me to sit down and teach people and see that as, and let it take 7 days, are they under an apprehension that I'm going to do that?
I am thinking that you may,
that I am coming to dinner.
That I am coming for dinner at Blair House.
Shut. I'm not going to present any medallion to me. It's an I will not accept it. You understand that?
I don't think they have
one. They must not do it, because I don't accept that. And it'd be very embarrassing.
So, I think, see, the other thing he's done, which he's only had done, is absolutely incredible fast. He has, to pay tribute to him, he has asked Colson, and not Colson, Ehrlichman, Schultz.
Ehrlichman's not a helpful.
No, Ehrlichman, Schultz, Rumsfeld, and Planning to drop by the cocktail hour for reception. I think that's why he doesn't want you to come at the reception. He wants their coming to sort of pay their tribute to Bob, and then they are supposed to leave. And then,
well, God damn it, is this a party for him or the California
administration? Well, it's clearly a party for him. That we're all being
for sure.
That's Shell's for us.
I don't mind it. Because
tell us. I tell you, you know what? He's playing on the Air Force Strolling Strengths to play for the cocktail. And then he's got dinner. He's got Jonathan Litters.
Oh, I heard about him.
And some other big name entertainer whose name I've never heard of.
He's probably told them I'm going to be there.
No, I'm not. No, he says he doesn't, you know, he, that's one thing he said. He should not wear a black tie. He should not be part of the dinner. He should not stay for the entertainment. I said, it's Bob. What? And he said, does he want to stay for the presentation of the medallion? I said, no. And he said, I said, when are you going to do that? And he said, after the entertainment. I said, would you want to stay for the entertainment? He said, oh, no, you shouldn't be there for that. One guy does a drunk act, and the other guy does a takeoff on a plate.
All the things I can do with
him. I'd like to remember the time.
Make your brief remarks while they're in the dining room, standing up.
I checked, I said, tell me how this, the rest of this goes. Is there gonna be speech making, are you gonna call me on, or are you doing speeches to borrow any of them, saying anything about the church? And then, I said, well, then what happens? Well, then entertainment and the presentations. And she said, then I'll probably say a few words. And then all of us on the White House staff will leave, and then they'll put the whole thing together. I said, what thing? Well, put together. And he said, well, then they'll, you know, work out how they're gonna put this together. And I said, well, Bob, who's gonna stay in there and do that?
You.
He said, no tax. And I said, yeah.
Tell me this. Don't you think it would be a very bad grace for me to mention anything about putting something together?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, you just talked about the importance of California and the great work these people have done, and then they can accomplish anything or something like that. That's all you need to say. Don't put something together. Guys, I'm going to come to San Clemente. It took him 3 months to report their goals.
That's kind of his unusual things.
Christ, it puts me right in the middle of the Reagan Finch fight. It drives me like a hole in the head. I mean, it's just the politics of it at the proper time. We'll talk.
That's true. If you do it the right way, when it matters, it doesn't matter now.
I have a feeling that neither one's going to make it.
Neither one's going. They're both, it's amazing. They both lost their balls.
No,
there's
a Hamlet-like quality to both of them, actually. A Hamlet-like quality to both. Not to Finch. Finch's got balls, but Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld's busting his ass over there to NATO, moving over there and farting around about something he knows nothing whatever and won't learn in that period of time. Here you are. Certainly to a great extent affected by how we do this. So size of the domestic problem at the moment is not nearly that great. The people don't respect my choppers, and then the second thing, the wars, and all the negotiations and everything, and the war ain't all that big. And if this thing flops, you're going to have Hanoi's going to piss on us, the governor's will, and the colonists will. But as far as the average American is concerned, they say, oh, God, sorry, the cold water's gone. That's my reaction. It'll be hot around the town here. It'll be very hot on Henry. And that's when we can go ahead. But I think what we've got to do is you have to think about the impact on the market. You get the impact on the market. You get the impact. That's right. But you see, the effect on Hanoi, we're going to have another way. That's going to be told to them by them. And also, they will be told to them by what we do. And what we're going to do is we're going to have to will be done. But it really is more of the same. It is not something that should be announced because it's not dramatically new. We're not nuking them. We've already bombed. So you see what I mean is we can, when Henry said to talk about we'll step up military action. People say, well, fine. Also another argument. We talk about rallying our supporters. We must also remember the president.
Right out there, right?
There's another thing. That is
together some, I will sign one there on Monday. I think we must be done by Monday, because I, you're assessing the public attitude in this country that is important. We have 24,000 troops in there. As we do today, it's going to react greatly. It's going to react more positively, more presently, on this thing. It's not something that we're going to be more trying. And it cannot be influenced by Britain.
You mean because we have some new troops?
Well, because...
Can't you? Wait a minute. Because we have some newer cement.
Some few.
And not being drafted.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. And zero casualties.
So you have two factors. We have two factors. The first issue, of course, what did you have to sign up for the right? On the one hand, and the other, thing, driving this piece of land and entering into an agreement just to pay that state off. But entering into an agreement that's not right, then why do we should be in a better position to bring ourselves on the side of the pipeline before now? It also seems to me that if the talks deteriorate, I don't think you're getting the strategy you want to speak to my address,
I hope
the relations may be. It seems to me that if the talks broke, we would be better off not to imply a break, if possible. But have Henry come back and say, and it would be difficult for him to say this, but the North Vietnamese are entrenched. They have plans to do this continuation of negotiations converted to a position of tragedy. We stand ready to negotiate with the North Vietnamese to work out an agreement that is right. The South Vietnamese, of course, have had some difficulties with this agreement, but the South Vietnamese are not the holdup. The holdup is...
In other words, your point is, Henry, instead of going through the dramatic and cool of saying, I break off the talks and go back to the president and report. That's the point.
What you say, if he could work this out, the talks would be successful. Or however it's worked out. If it comes back in place, but it does not breathe with giving an articulation of, you know, a lot of things. He simply comes back and says, I want the instructions of something that we know is right. We thought we were close to that we know is right. We misjudged it because the North Vietnamese reverted back to the entrenchments and we followed them the last 2 years and stand back on the negotiation. Now, then we have an interest in the prisoners of war. We're going to negotiate with everything we can get this group of them back quickly. And then they'll send them back to bomb and then destroy them there.
Right.
And then they may break the reset. They may come back and negotiate. This is where my comments say.
No.
But from a public standpoint, we can stand very strongly, I think, on the fact that the president's instruction to sign that agreement.
Yeah,
right.
Well, let's come to this, Ron. What do you think about Henry's plan? Do you think I should go on a following
agreement?
Why is it a mistake? I know you said it, say it again.
Yes, you go on nationwide television. Whatever you say, I think that dramatic gesture could possibly lead to the American people who see this in great, you know, anticipation.
Yeah.
They'll say, oh, no, I'm
going to get home today. That's right. Here we go again. The goddamn war is going on.
And it's going to force it into the consciousness of the guy out there who supports the fact, you know, really in his mind, we're not going to be stampeded and trying to press the president's right. He's getting done.
We're doing the right thing. The outcome is the president. It's going to take a long time, and we know that. We just hope for the best.
But we could handle this through the Kissinger briefings and by me responding to
the briefings. Yeah, Kissinger briefing, but not a TV camera. See, that would do it in a lowercase case so he doesn't have a chance to show up. Well, it's a temptation to show up.
Or when he's describing it, he said he doesn't care if he's going to do it.
What has he done before? Come walk out and say, I want to fill you in on the present status. He says, at this point, military actions, as he says, and continue them until we get our prisoners back.
So we bought the whole work without him.
It's terrible.
You can't do it. As the outline of the second message, we can't settle the difference between what the subject council and the market settle. So the organizations, that was under the right of the walls.
You reached the judgment.
Ron has made a very good point that he was talking about earlier. I think it was a fact that really, we didn't, the drug didn't make some type of directory position because they didn't know reasons they were. We're ready to go back and negotiate one of the directories. And otherwise, as the president has instructed, we're not going to stand here and agree on just to make good my prediction.
They have to be in the hand.
See, I think in the first thing, if they break it off to pieces, if
they break it off, if Henry comes back here, I think Henry's briefing will be tentative.
Make it very brief.
Tentative. And I think if we put it to the door, no matter how long and so forth, he walks out for 10 minutes, and he walks out, and he doesn't get into a lot of, until the track on the back side. And all of this stuff came out, and he walks out. He's a gentleman. McCarthy is converted to a position that he's saying that I had instructions from the president to sign and work out a negotiation on his right. Right to the commitment of the colonists. They're attached to the government. They're still working with the chief of the police department. That is what he's saying. Turn and walk off the boat.
And not answer questions.
But maybe five questions. No more. And then bang.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Right. That's my view. Don't talk too much right now. In other words, we make our case and let them make theirs.
And he could even.
Why then?
Let me ask you this.
Why is Henry so obsessed with Mark Easter and these two metrics? Me doing this thing. What's your analysis of that?
Well, I think better.
I'll be right back. This one.
Was it two people did it?
Yeah, either he or George did. Exactly.
That's the bottom.
Exactly. And things are not hopeless.
And things that are not.
And we're not losing anything.
So it seems to me that sidewalk riders, field budget maintenance is the main problem.
That's right.
That is what we're concerned about.
Yeah, well, we can say we're going to continue to negotiate because our president's major concern is to get our field budget back.
That's the only, that's the only one that has any.
Well, let's go. So the field up your watch and start racing now again. I don't blame them for that bit. Can't help it, can't help it. Your tax can handle it. We've done it before, we have to do it again.
Yeah, they've been good.
Well, they've been terrific. My point is, we've got an animal that we get today. And we just simply say that they were having a hell of a time with these people.
We can work with them, most of them get out now.
Well, we can say, look, look, it is close, but we're just trying to get the dotted line done.
Well, also with us, the person during the campaign said we don't want our husbands to pursue it.
They're not there. You can't fight a war for your view of it.
We won't get them back, just to get them back. We won't get them back.
With honor. The honor thing runs all through this run.
No question about it.
Absolutely. And that's why Henry's thing, you see, I think is almost totally obsessed with the idea of explaining who was to blame for breaking off the negotiations, or the negotiations failing. Am I correct or not? Is that what it is?
Well, I think there's a portion of it, but I'd say, it seems to me that Henry is driven to end it.
Sure, so am I.
Yeah, of course. But Henry is driven to end it in what would appear to be okay. But you have to play your interest on it in a way that's right. In terms of the question of honor, because that is going to be the dominant question.
Well, the law.
Don't you think so?
Well, Henry would change that. He'd change our speech to say we will have peace with honor. And I ask you, my fellow Americans, to stand by me and with me until we have it. We'll resume the war until we do it.
They're standing by him until the side of us. If they're not, there's no reason to be there.
That's the point. The rallying is not the color for us. Nobody's asking. Nobody's talking. Even when this announcement comes out, people aren't going to drift away. They're settling. They're few. The same ones that always are.
You know, I just had to raise one question that comes out of this place. You have to wonder whether the most people stand out of size of kind of picture that he is so eager to protect some critical on the eastern hemisphere that
he'll do anything to get it.
That he may be
Well, in order to get me, I'm sure, as I told you, have some sort of an end, subverted Saigon, so that they know that I told Saigon that I got it. They didn't settle the Congress and get us the hell out of the war, which is true.
I'd be amazed if it didn't have anything here.
Yes. My point is that this is going to happen. It is going to happen. Sort of that was done for the purpose of getting side guns in mind. But you know, everything you do for one side thing hurts you the other.
That could be their campus, but that wouldn't be if I were in this side of the table thinking this thing through with the Oriental line, which sees things differently. They may be figuring, well, press those. Kissinger has got to protect his own position. Maybe they see that way between Kissinger and the president. He's got to save his own skin.
Could be.
Well, the pressure's on the South Vietnamese, you know that. And so let's take it. What do we have to lose? Let's roll it up. They figure now out of us now. We can't use it on a lot. Stall for a month.
Congress will vote us out. That's what they may have in the background.
Well, they may not even have to go to that extreme. Because they know we need to have this. Right now, they have to. They know they can cover anything. And we'll be ready to get it.
strategy, you know, pointing out the tragedies, lapses in relations and communication, do feel very, very strong that whatever we do, however we make these statements and however this plays itself out, it does not mean this question.
I think we're doing other things that we ought to keep public mind on, and we're supposed to do them all.
I still believe that they still have a bomb.
And we'll sure that it's a bomb. I don't think they've ever made that much doing that. B-52 went down, I go, B-52 went down, and D-O.
People have a weird bomb.
And that's it.
I'm right now.
It was just another story. It didn't make
a bomb. D-O, what are you?
Well, I've talked to Schultz about it. I want to see Walker.